This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pendleton. It's July 30th, and it was on this date 55 years ago in 1965 that President Lyndon B. Johnson took a major step in ensuring health care for older Americans when he put pen to paper, officially signing into law Medicare. An amendment to the Social Security Act of 1935, close to 19 million people enrolled in the program when it officially went into effect in 1966. Here's President Johnson in Independence, Missouri, with former President Harry S. Truman, who championed the cause 20 years earlier.
But we wanted you to know, and we wanted the entire world to know, that we haven't forgotten who is the real daddy of Medicare.
And it was on this date in 1975 that the legend of Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance began, as he was reported missing after failing to return home the previous night. One of the most well-known labor leaders, he rose to power when he became president of the Teamsters in 1957. His work included expanding the union, but in the process, he ended up partnering with the mob in racketeering, extortion, and embezzlement. He was eventually convicted in 1967 of bribery and sentenced to 13 years in jail. But ever since his disappearance from a restaurant parking lot 45 years ago, people continue to guess where he ended up. On July 30th, 1982, he was officially declared dead. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.